Blog Talk Radio.
Let's try this again without me fucking it up. Because the computer was definitely not buffering. It was all me. Play this song, man. Would an outfit really fool the police? Like, Jake's outside. I'm in the back changing my outfit. Like, has an outfit really fooled the police in the last, like, 40 years? Like, just a different blazer. You put on a different blazer. Like, when cops just got not going to recognize you. Now, full disclosure, I can't tell anybody from anybody. Like, I'll watch one movie. And it'd be the same actress or actor in a whole nother movie, and I have no idea who they are. But we'll get to all that BS, man. Welcome to the off-ramp. It's your man, Beast Bum Gun, live on the off-ramp, December 16th, 2021. Man, yeah, we just damn near a week away from Christmas, yo. I ain't done no Christmas shopping. It sucks, man. By humbug, man. Like, the holidays... I was talking to my sister earlier. She said there's this thing called, what the fuck did she say? It's like seasonal blues or seasonal depression. And I don't think I have it. I don't know, man. Just running out to the stores, spending a bunch of money. I don't even know if it's Jesus' real birthday. Like, it just seems all... a ploy just to make me irritated. But we're not going to worry about that tonight. The celebration of the people. Welcome to the off-ramp, a show for the people, by the people, that embodies the people. Show where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics. We can laugh, we can joke, you know, have some fun. See what's going on in your street, see what's going on in my street. I come always with a bevy of topics for us to discuss. Doesn't mean we have to discuss them. We can always, you know, talk about whatever, you know. See what's popping. If you want to call in 929-477-3975, feel free to let me know what you want to discuss. And that's how we start, you know. That's all it is. I got my man New York in the building. New York, what's really, really good?
Everything good. Can't complain, you heard? How about you?
Ah, man, living life, man. No complaints, man. What's up with your man, Jim Jones beating up my man Freddie Gibbs, man?
Freddie was talking hot back in the day, B. He was talking hot back in the day, you know what I mean? And they finally got the opportunity, and I guess, you know what I mean? Somebody came up with the upper hand. It's crazy.
Yo, we got to stop fighting once we get past, I say 25. Like, there's no way any of us should still be tussling past 25. Like, a simple conversation can solve so much. I want to assume, and look, I don't want Jim Jones to come try to find me and beat me up. But I can only assume that Jimmy has got to be older than me. Or close to it. Freddie the same way. Freddie ain't young. But there's no way we should still be tussling at 40. No way. But glad to have you, New York, man. We might touch back on that subject. I got my man Hove on the line. Hove in the building. What's happening, champ?
What's good, B? What's cracking?
Ah, good to have you back, man. Been a long time, man. You still... saving the world out there in the West Coast, man.
I don't know nothing about that, bro. I ain't saving nobody's world. But I finally got a day where I'm not at practice. Only because I had to work late.
I hear that. Well, good to have you on the show as always. We got my homegirl Queen on the I'll get back to you, Hope. Let me just get everybody in. Got my homegirl Queen on the line. Queen, welcome to the offering. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
No complaints, no complaints. Welcome to the offering, but as always, good to hear from you. Looking forward to some good discussion tonight. Got my other homegirl, Moni. I guess she's really the one that's saving the world. Last we talked to Moni, she was on the off-ramp. She was headed to the desert to save some horses, and we haven't heard from her since. So we're glad that you're back, glad that you're safe. How you doing tonight, Moni?
I'm doing good, thank you. Not the desert. We had fires in California, but I'm good, thank you.
Ain't California the desert, though? Like, ain't basically the whole thing
I mean,
the
parts of it.
I'm not good with geography. But good to have you. Glad you make it back. Hey, did you save any horses? Like, was this like a movie thing? Where like I just imagine you. I imagine you're a roller skate because I keep telling you I want you to join a roller derby team. But I just imagine you like a movie setting, like in roller skates, there's fire burning in the background, and there's a horse, and you just like hop on the horse and steer it to safety. And like you hop off when you're in safety, and the horse is just licking your face. Is that what happened?
That's definitely not how it went down. Definitely not that glamorous, but yeah, animals were saved for sure.
Hey, good. Thanks for always doing the good work for us. Appreciate having you on the off-ramp as always. We got another phone call. Don't recognize the number. I will say the middle digits because I don't want to give your phone number out. The middle digits is 291. Welcome to the off-ramp. Introduce yourself. Give yourself a nickname. Look, just for all those new people on the off-ramp, you know, I don't let a lot of new people on, but I like to give people nicknames to save the innocent. In this day and age, a lot of people can get in trouble. We broadcast worldwide. There's a lot of listeners, people who you wouldn't think listen. So I like to give people nicknames just so that, you know, we get a little loose, you know, been drinking a little bit of whiskey, some shots of tequila. If something happens, you know what I mean? I don't want anybody to get in trouble. It's a place of love, a place of honesty, a place of a refreshing conversation. So middle number 291, introduce yourself. Welcome to the off-ramp.
Hello, I'm Mrs. J.
Mrs. J, glad to have you on the off-ramp. Let me type you on here talking
you.
Anytime. So look, here are the rules. I keep everyone off mute, right? So if you got a lot of noise in your background, just put yourself on mute. We introduce a bunch of different topics. Feel free just to jump in whenever, say how you feel. I try to make sure everybody doesn't talk over each other because, again, it's a radio show. We're streaming live. If everyone talks at once, like when you listen to the playback, you can't hear anything. But, you know, always try to jump in. Mrs. J, Moni, Queen, ladies, you always have, you know, the floor first for me. But, you know. Just watch the background noise, put yourselves on mute, and, you know, let's have a good conversation tonight. So, Hove, I'm going to start with you, man. Anything you want to talk about tonight? Anything that interests you?
Nah, I'll see what the group wants to jump in. I'll chime in when I have a good idea about it.
Okay. New York, you got anything?
No, I'm good. I'm here for the conversation, y'all.
All right, well, look, so I don't have to go one by one. All y'all off mute. Do any of y'all got anything specific you want to talk about tonight, or do y'all just want me to go into my topics? All right, I'll take that as a silence. Y'all just want me to go into my topics. All right, first thing on the list. Let me see. What do I want to talk about? Oh, yeah. So what do you do when you got a dumbass kid? So I was having this conversation, right, and I don't want to put any specifics out there because I don't want anybody to get upset with me. But, like, I am of the belief that, or it's just me personally, that you have, you know, people who are willing to educate themselves and learn new things, even if you don't agree, you know, you still want to educate yourself. And there's also people who just, you know, don't ever want to educate themselves, right? So there's a lot of smart people in this world, and I believe there's a lot of dumb people in this world, right? Didn't God say we got to take care of dumb people and babies? Or was it old people and babies? Something like that. I'm not the most religious, so don't kill me. So, and I was thinking, you know, my kid has these lapses, right? I run everything through a prism of my child. I don't believe my child is dumb. I don't. He does very well in school. I quiz him on math all the time. He figures it out. But for some reason, he can't figure out to stop coming in the house and dropping his shit on the floor. And I just look at him sometimes and be like, yo, are you one of them? And I try not to put that on my kid. And, of course, I will never tell him. But if I think this about my kid, I can only believe that there are some dumb kids out there. And I just want to know, what do y'all think? Because I'm not asking you to say this about your children. Would never do that. Never put y'all in a position. I just want to know, what do you think a parent has to do when they have a dumb kid? Because I personally think a parent at that point just has to love them. Like, you just realize that love is going to be the only thing that helps this kid survive. New York, New York. Do you think there's such thing as a dumb kid, and what do you think parents got to do with them?
I wouldn't say harshly that there's certain dumb kids out there. It's just kids do dumb things. And then when they do dumb things, it's like, why the fuck did you do that in the first place? And I think, yeah, at a certain type of point, yeah, you just gotta love them. But it's just like, you know what I mean, it still be in your head. Like, why the fuck did you do that? Like, you know, you're not supposed to do this. Why you did that? Like, it's just I think as older adults, we got more logic than kids, and just certain shit just don't make sense because they still learning and stuff like that. Even if you got to repeat yourself multiple times, but still, it'd be the shock factor. Like, yo, why the fuck did you just do that, B? Like, I can't understand that.
So you're of the movie, there are no dumb kids. I like it. Look, I like the positivity. I definitely appreciate it. Hope, what you got, man? You think there's any dumb kids out there? Am I bugging?
Well, there's definitely dumb kids. Yo. I mean, they don't... Like, adults don't just become dumb. Like, they started out dumb. Like, they're not smart and then turn dumb. Like, some kids just don't have the brain capacity to understand. Like, it's just a common sense. They're probably not even dumb. Just some of them don't know how to use common sense in their decision-making, like, either what they say, what they do. And some of them are actually really smart, but common sense is lacking. Like, I mean, you know, we all know adults that don't have common sense. It's not like they had common sense and now they don't. They've never had it. You know? Like, they just don't know how to use it. They don't know how to access it. But as a parent, if my kid just literally didn't have common sense, I don't know what I would do. Like, I'm probably going to end up in child abuse because I'm a result of beating them. Like, if nothing else is working and you still can't figure this out, you know, like, physical punishment's going to end up being the answer. But I know for sure that there's dumb kids in the world, for sure.
Queen, what you got? Queen, you out there?
Yeah, I don't think there's such a thing as a dumb kid. I just think kids do dumb shit. And then I really feel like kids do dumb shit for attention. Like, I work with kids, and they do dumb shit all the time because they want attention. Like, they're probably not getting attention from their parents, so they do it at school to get attention from other teachers, even though they know it's wrong. And you talk to them about it over and over again. But I just don't think there's, such thing as a dumb kid. Now, there is some, like he said, there are some kids who don't have common sense. Like, you ask them a question, they feel like the dumbest thing. You're like, what the hell did you just say? But, nah, I don't think there's such a thing. Because we all did dumb shit when we were kids. But now we realize, we're like, why the hell did we do something like that? That was so dumb. But, yeah.
Okay. Moni?
No, there's not dumb kids. Your kid probably thinks it's dumb that he has to pick up his backpack and can't leave it at the door because that's where he's going to leave next and he needs his backpack at the door. Kids are smart in what they're smart at, and it's us that tells them they need to know something different when we should be looking at what they're good at. My opinion.
Okay. Mrs. J.
I would have to agree. There's no such thing as dumb kids. I think you learn as you grow. And if there's something that you just don't know better in, you're not going to know to do the thing. So it's going to look dumb, you know, if you don't know that it's a thing. How can it be called dumb? So, and also there's – oh, go ahead.
No. I'll let you finish. I thought you was pausing because you were done. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. No, I was just also going to say, you know, you have to also consider stages of brain development. So, you know, at 10 years old, a 10-year-old boy is just not going to do what a 34-year-old man does, right? So that has to be considered as well.
Right. So, like, I'm not doing anything, like, chromosomic. I don't know if it's a word, chromosomal. I think I just made that up.
You said development.
Right. So I'm not talking about any, like, development issues, you know, that I'm talking about. Okay, for example, right, and I hope to God my flag football team isn't listening, but I hate his dad, so he'll understand. So I had this kid on my team one year, right, and – great kid, very loving kid, good-hearted kid, right? And I would give him the football, and he would just throw it up in the air. And I'm like, hey, you can't do that because you keep giving the ball to the other team. You got to grab it, and you got to run that way. And I had to point. I couldn't even tell him where the end zone was because he couldn't even grasp that concept. But for some reason, every time he get the ball, he like do the little shuffle, run in a circle, and just throw the ball up in the air. And this happened all year. And his dad came over to me mad one day. He was like, why you ain't giving my son the ball? You're showing favoritism to your son. You're showing favoritism to your son. You ain't giving my son the ball. And I was like, one, I'm not showing my son favoritism because he's one of the best athletes out there. He's only got to touch the ball once. But I can only give your son the ball at the end of halftime or at the end of the game because you go throw the ball in the middle of the in the air and just give it to another kid. And I can only assume that he was dumb. And look, and I'm not, again, this is not like a physical thing or a birth thing. The kid was a very loving kid, very, very sweet kid. Like, it felt like he understood instruction. But whenever he got that ball, he would just throw it in the air. So that's why. Okay, so let me frame it this way and we'll move on, right? Mrs. J, I'm going to go backwards. Mrs. J, I'm coming right back to you. Do you believe that there are dumb adults? Mrs. J, you might have us on mute. Mrs. J, you out there?
I'm so sorry. I had to walk away. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you good.
Yeah. I didn't hear that last part. Did you ask me a question, sir?
Yeah. So do you believe that there are dumb adults?
Yes.
So you know where I'm going already. If you believe that there's dumb adults, do you think kids learn to be dumb as they get older? You already know where I was going when I asked you the question. So I'm glad to
yes.
have you on the offer. So how do you think people, adults, get dumb if there are no dumb kids?
I think you just have to give kids room to grow. Adults, you get to a certain capacity. So your brain stops growing at, like, I think it's 25 or 30 or something like that. And I know that's not what you're talking about, is brain development. But there are certain things that you can learn up until a certain point, you know, and there are certain stages that you learn certain things. So if you're 30 and you haven't learned a thing, you probably aren't going to learn that thing. But when you're 10, you can still have some room. So that's why with adults, yeah, there's some dumb ones. Kids, not so much.
Okay.
You got to give them some leeway.
Moni, same question.
I mean.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, sure. No, okay. I mean, no. So, sure, but again, I'm a little bit swayed of a different way. Because I think it's about what restrictions we place on people and in society. And so I'm much more of the barefoot hippie vibe of we can't be everything all the time. We can't all be handsome and with good looks and appeal and charisma. Like, we get shortchanged somewhere. You can't have everything, right? And so it's just a matter of what you have a lot of and then what you have just a little bit of.
See, I perfectly agree with you. And that's why I think there are dumb kids, because not all every kid can be smart.
I don't think it's necessarily that not every kid can be smart. It's just, what are they smart in, right? So if you're thinking specifically of, I don't know, I think common sense is too general, but it's just a matter of what they're smart in and what they're lacking in, right? And then how does that fit in with society? And so if it doesn't fit in with society, then we call them dumb or stupid, right? When really in some other society, they would be the ones that have all the smartness, right?
Yeah, it's true. I keep saying, as fat as I am, if I lived in Africa, I'd be a king. But then, you know, you go to Africa and realize they got all the money in the world, and I'm still fat in Africa. I used to think that they were starving in Africa, and because I'm fat, I would be honored. It's not true at all. I guess not watching info. You know, that's why you didn't get sleep, because infomercials will lead you down a road where you think the world is one way and it's completely different. Queen, you were another one who didn't believe in dumb kids. Same question goes to you. Do you believe there are dumb adults? And how did the non-dumb dumb adults?
I do believe there are dumb adults, because I have worked with dumb adults who don't have common sense, and I'm looking at them like, are you serious? But there are dumb adults who do dumb things. Yeah.
So how do non-dumb
and there's
kids
probably a dumb kid.
Dumb adults? So how do you think non-dumb kids, how do you think non-dumb kids, because you didn't believe there's any dumb kids out here, and me and Hope disagree with y'all, but how do you believe that non-dumb kids become dumb adults?
Maybe because, okay, when they were kids, when you're a kid, I feel like you get away with a lot. But when you're an adult and you start doing dumb things, maybe they were a dumb kid and they got away with too much, but then when they became an adult, you can't get away with it anymore. So they're just a dumb adult.
All right, New York, you're the last one that believes in non-dumb kids, man. How do they become dumb adults? Because I know you believe there are a lot of dumb adults out here. I've had this conversation with you.
Oh, most definitely. I think as soon as you grow older, you learn stuff, right? When you grow older. But now that you're on your own and you can actually accept information or reject information, I think that's how you become a dumb adult. Because, I mean, if you're going to be stuck in your ways, you know what I mean, and people trying to help you, or there's information out there for you to learn, but you just want to be stuck in your ways, and you think you know everything, and stuff like that, you know what I mean, that's how you become a dumb adult. That's how you become a dumb adult.
Yeah, I can see that. But I also think, you know, and this could be the coach in me, because I coach so many different kids. And I try not to coach my kid in everything because I want him to hear another voice. And I see how, you know, people without kids coach kids versus people with kids. And also, like, parents who don't demand much of their kids, how they treat kids. Like, kids can process information. Like, I'm making a joke about some of them being dumb. But kids are basically, you know, like what we mold into them. right? So if you don't want your kid to be disrespectful, you can't allow them to be disrespectful. And they'll learn that. But if you think a kid being disrespectful is, you know, just part of the growing process and they'll grow out of it, it's 50-50 chance, in my opinion. I mean, I don't have an adult as a kid. I got an 8-year-old. I'm not, you know, man, I can't say I wrote the book on parenting. But, you know, my kid learned real quickly that there's certain things that I'm going to take and there's certain things I'm not. Like, I just showed him a video when he was 2. He was kicking me in the face. And what I do, I pushed him on the floor. He rolled over and started crying. And you know what he stopped doing? Kicking me in the face. Now, maybe that's not how all of you would go about parenting. But I feel like it's a lesson learned. It's the same way of touching a hot stove. You know, if a stove is hot, you touch it, you realize you shouldn't touch it because it's hot. Hov, you're the last one. We both agreed that there's dumb kids out here. You got anything on dumb adults?
I mean, they probably started out as dumb kids. I feel like that's, I mean, there might be adults that were smart and dummy, but we all went to elementary school, like, even if it was a while ago, I had dumb kids in my class. Like, they were dummies. They might have been good at, like, I don't know who said it, but they might have been good at something, but they weren't smart. I'll tell you that. They could have been great athletes, but they weren't.
I had a kid who was driving. Would you say?
That I mean,
would you?
They could still be great people like you, be loving, treat people great, be funny. Doesn't mean they're not a dummy.
Yeah, I had a kid driving in 8th grade at my school. I swear he had a license. I don't know if he had a license, but he was probably about 17 in 8th grade. I just don't venture to believe he was that bright. But, hey, you know, shout out to all the kids and adults out there. I hope all of you are safe, in good spirits, good health. Whether someone considers you bright or not, you are loved in God's eyes. And if you're not, if you don't believe in God, you're loved in like Buddha or what's another one of them gods? The Aztecs, the sun god. Someone loves you. if they don't love you, Tupac loves you. Ain't that the line? What Tupac say? If they don't care, tell them Tupac cares. Yeah, one of that. There you go. Yeah. Tupac loves you. All right. So we're done with dumb kids. Let's see what else we got. Next on the docket, Jussie Smollett. Does anybody care about the Jussie Smollett story? Like, I mean, we kind of – Dave Chappelle.
He's a dummy.
Best joke. Yo, where do they have the homosexual bathhouses at? Like, this was the craziest part of the story to me. And there's just a part of this world that I just do not understand and just don't know about. It's like it's what they say in Boys in the Hood. Either they don't know, they don't show, or they just don't care about what's going on in the hood. I'm so happy that I've never walked into like a gay bathhouse because I would just be like shocked. I thought bathhouses were like old Chinese fairy tales. Where it's like fat sumo wrestlers in towels that, which I was always amazed, stayed on as they walked through the bathhouses. I think the last one I saw was in Rush Hour 2, because I'm fat and I can't get a towel to stay on me when I get out the shower. But apparently, like, he just had some random night with a guy that he liked in Chicago in, like, a bathhouse, and I just can't believe that was safe. But, yeah, I agree with you, Hov. Like, he pleaded guilty, which, I mean, we kind of all kind of figured out pretty quickly that this was a crazy story. I mean, getting beat up outside of Subway, that's just an awful day. I don't think, like, if you're walking out of Subway, somebody's going to say, we got to get him. Like, it's just, like, Subway's not the spot that you think that you get to come up. I love their footlongs as much as anybody. Pause. But, you know, it just didn't seem right. We all hope this wasn't like they beating up on gay people in Chicago. Now, Chicago's already had enough issues. And it turned out to be just his friend, like a guy that he liked, who he got jealous of, and he tried to. It's just one of these things. Do y'all care about the Jesse Smollett story? And I thought it was hilarious and sad at the same time. But I agree, Hope. He's probably one of the dumb people. But Hope, you care about it?
Not one bit.
I open the floor. Anybody got anything they want to say on it?
I think
DJ C. Siren in the building. DJ C. Siren, welcome to the offer.
I think it's unfortunate that he chose this way. I just don't understand for someone whose family is like. I mean, I haven't even been reading into it since the trial, so I didn't know it was about, mainly about requited love, or you were saying it was somebody who wanted to, or some, you know, because first it was just about trying to get publicity or trying to get things because he wanted more.
Well, they thought it was because he wanted a raise from power.
Right.
And it turned out that the gay dude just liked somebody else in the bathhouse, and he got jealous.
Oh. Well.
Which is wild.
Yeah. So that's unfortunate. Just because it seemed at some point, number one, from a family that's been in Hollywood. So, okay, if it has to do with, you know, love gone wrong, then I guess that makes more sense that you would come up with this convoluted story versus it being for fame, for someone who you would think with a family that's been in Hollywood since they were children would know this isn't the way to go. You don't make up a story like this for fame. It seemed like, you know, his career was on, you know, a good trajectory to be, you know, a voice for, you know, gay, you know, actors, and, you know, everyone seemed to, you know, be a Jesse Smollett fan in terms of power. We liked him, his song, he acted, and, you know, I think we were kind of rooting for him. So, this is going to be, I mean, maybe people get over it and he's going to, you know, have a job again, but I don't really think so. So, basically.
You think he's done, like, acting? I mean,
since he's saying it's about some, you know, somebody he was trying to get with, maybe they'll forgive him for that.
Who wants to jump in? Who was that? Was that Moni?
No, I'm good.
Oh, anybody? Hey, we got another caller from the 707. Welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight? Give yourself a nickname. All right. Well, we're here if you're there.
We're here?
We're here if you're there. You got to put yourself on mute so I can get feedback. But, yeah, so if nobody else got anything left on Jesse, I will cross it off. Kind of crazy story, but, you know, God bless that kid. Next on the list, what we got? All right, so the Kanye and Drake concert. We got a lot of phone calls from the West Coast tonight. Shout out to the West Coast. Love the West Coast. Such beautiful people I know there. Such a beautiful coast. I would never move there just because it's always on fire or there's an earthquake. It just seems so volatile. But every time I visit, it's such a beautiful place. Kanye and Drake had a concert last week, and it was supposed to start at 11 p.m. Eastern. And that's got to be what's great about the West Coast, because it started an hour and 15 minutes late. And I wasn't too pressed to see a Kanye and Drake concert, because I'm pretty sure they wasn't going to do the music that I enjoy from that artist. But I at least wanted to try and see it. And it started at like 12:30, but it's only 9:30. West Coast time. Like, I would move to the West Coast strictly to watch sports. One of the greatest things in my life could be to wake up at 9:30 in the morning and just turn on football. There's a game on right now, And when we get off the show at 11 o'clock, when the show ends at 11 o'clock, I'm going to go upstairs, I'm going to turn on the game, and I'll be sleeping 10 minutes. But in the West Coast, it's only like 8 o'clock. Super Bowl. You watch the Super Bowl, West Coast, it's over at like 9 o'clock. You still got the rest of the night to go party. I'm so jealous of the West Coast. The West Coast has, they have it made. I don't understand who invented time zone. It's the dumbest shit in the world, only because I'm jealous. And I can be jealous. That's all I really have on time zones and the Kim and Drake Kanye concert. I was just pissed that it started so late that when I woke up, I just got one of them. You know the little beep sounds like when you're watching like the old porno channels and the pornos end and it's just like the red, green bar. It's just like beep. Hey, that's all I got.
Why does it have to be porn?
Well, that's what used to happen on when my dad watched pornos. That's what would be the end of the porno.
Usually, people refer to bathroom, like, table you sit in. That's what we would, most people.
Well, porn was on cable.
No, was it?
Maybe not in
Kentucky. Yeah, it was. It was. Remember when you had the old cable box and you had to switch from, like, the A to B side or some shit like that? And you had the little lines going through and the shit like that. Yeah, it was back on cable back in her early days.
That's because of
the That's cable. Cinemax is cable. I agree with you, New York Daryl. I think DJ is the entire price. But anyway, so did anybody watch the Kanye and Drake concert? Again, lines are open. You know, all y'all are unmuted. Feel free. Cinemax went off at like 5 a.m. because it was regular TV. You didn't have porn during the day on Cinemax. They called it Skinemax at about 10 p.m. Eastern. That had to be great for West Coast folks, too. You got porn at 7 p.m. You can rub one out before happy hour. It's great. Anybody else watch it? Anybody watch the Kanye Drake concert? Any opinions? Man, y'all quiet.
I seen a glimpse of it. I didn't really watch it, but I was actually in shock because I thought Kanye and Drake had beef. And I was like, oh, okay, all right, now they made up. And then Kanye brought out Drake. But I've seen a lot of people's stories on Instagram like, Kanye brought out Drake. But I didn't really watch too much of it. But I'm just like, wow, okay, cool. But I'm more of a Drake fan than Kanye, well, new Kanye.
See, I think that's probably just your age bracket, though. Like, I would expect you to be more of a Drake fan than a Kanye fan. Because Kanye's been out for a long time. And at this point, Drake is considered to be out for a long time. But, okay. So you got, so you're able to get watch a little bit of it. New York, you watch any of it?
No, I did not. No, I did not. I like the back and forth that they was having. I don't know why Jay Prince got in the middle of it. Then he still want to get in the middle of it for this little concert. I'll be honest, I understand for this concert, but yeah, I mean, I like the back and forth. I ain't watch that.
Okay, Hov, you got anything on the? Nobody cared about the Kanye and Drake concert? You would think two of the biggest artists people would be. Don't tell me y'all were more pressed to see 3-6 Mafia and Bone Thugs than Kanye and Drake. Hov, did you care about it?
I mean, nah, because I figured unless they drop the new music, like, I don't know what they playing. It's not like they got that much music together. So, I mean, I forgot all about it until people started talking about it. But I still haven't seen it, haven't really heard anything about it. So, nah, I can't really comment on it.
Okay. Mrs. J, Moni, we got another call from the 707.
Not at all.
Any of y'all
No,
not at
all. All I can say is on the West Coast, we are not always on fire. That is not true. Maybe just in recent years, maybe 2 years, maybe for the past 2 years. And we don't have earthquakes that much. That is a lie as well.
Look, I want no beef with the West Coast. I love y'all. I'm just saying, like, as an entire state, it just seems like something's always going on. Look, Moni out there saving horses and stuff. That's great, but that scares me. Like, the East Coast doesn't really get any.
All the time.
What'd you say?
Does she save horses all the time? I mean, is it just that dramatic in California? We got horses being saved all the time. It's just a drama state.
I just, just the fact that it has to happen is scary enough for me. Look, I feel the same way about the Midwest. God bless those people and all them tornadoes that just ran through there. No, that's right. South, I'm sorry, not Midwest. But, like, they said they had a tornado that just, like, rolled through for, what, 200 miles?
Mid-South.
Like, how you got a tornado that, you know what I mean? Like, 200 miles is, like, driving to D.C. That's like a four-hour, it's like a four-hour trip. I'm headed to go get some chicken wings and mumble sauce. A tornado that lasts that long, I would never move to the South / Midwest just because of the tornadoes. The South isn't bad. Like, the South isn't bad. But even, like, a place like Texas, you know, they're getting snowstorms now. They get tornadoes. It's pretty rough. Like, the safest place is Minneapolis. Like, Minneapolis don't get nothing but snow. You can deal with snow. In Wisconsin, you don't ever hear nothing bad happening in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
people freeze to death.
Yeah, I guess the police. You get to freeze to death. So freeze to death and police deaths. That's what you got to worry about. So I can avoid both by just staying in the house. But, I mean, you can rock a mink coat. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just throwing a mink coat like Puffy and Nas in 2000. Hate me now. Just throwing a mink and you'd be good in Minneapolis.
Nah, B. It's a different type of cold out there. You remember Iowa. That's a different type of cold.
Iowa is crazy. It's definitely cold out there. Oh, my God.
You sound like you had a bad personal experience there, New York. But, yeah, you know, Hope is right. We played a football game in Iowa, and we stepped off that plane. And, I was wondering why they had basically, they're not subways because they're above ground, but they had like these walkways that connected, I don't know what you call them, throughways, pathways. And I was like, why do they have this? Like, they go over top of the street, right? It's like if you were connecting a parking garage to a 10-story building that crosses a street, right? In major cities, they're normal. I understand it because you don't want, it's a walkway, I guess. Yeah. And in major cities, I get it because you don't want all those people, you know, crossing the street at the same time. It's a busy. When we got to Iowa, I realized they got it because it's just too cold. Like, Hove ain't lying. We got off that plane. We walked outside and was like, nah, we can go back. We can go back to Baltimore. We don't have to play this game. It doesn't mean anything. So, all right, yeah. Hey, but, hey, rest in peace to all those people who lost their lives in the tornado. Did they find everybody? Did they clean all that up? DJ C. Sirens in a particular place about this because this happened a little bit south of where she grew up, and she got some friends that drove down there to try to help clean up the mess. I got a shout out to all my friends and family who go help clean up the world when the world starts going to shit. I got to do better at helping y'all, but you know. So DJ Cesar, you got anything on the tornadoes? Today, you hear any updates on anything? Did they find all the bodies and all that stuff yet? Or are they still searching for people?
I mean, they keep talking about the candles. Factory, but they said it was less deaths than they were considered. I think it was around 100 people that was there, and maybe it was 7 casualties, and they were surprised because they thought it would be a lot higher. But
I guess I'm surprised that there's still candle factories.
They said, well, I mean, you buy candles?
So they all come from China. So they was all stuck in the pipeline. I don't mean that to be racist. I just thought they all came from China.
Obviously not. Guess not. But,
No, they came from Kentucky. Bath and Body Works is keeping Kentucky in business.
I guess so. But, it's kind of crazy. I mean, these weather events are going to be more
frequent. Yeah, it sucks for us because we live in a place.
It was funny, they already talked about these. I'd already heard them talking about this, the potential for these types of storms to increase because of climate change.
Yeah. And then Moni put us up on game when she was here a month ago. Like, it's crazy because now I listen to these stories and I think, like, you know, all these people got their homes tore up. they're trying to pick up their lives, and like, who knows where their pets went? You know, because they probably panicked and went and found shelter. So now you got all these loose pets running around.
I mean, they said the tornado was throwing things into the atmosphere because it was like 200 miles per hour, like, so they were saying that, I mean, some of them cats.
I bet you they land on their feet. Look, my brother has an alligator in his basement in North Philadelphia. Like, I can imagine if a tornado hit there and the alligator got thrown in the air.
It's like Sharknado.
There you go. All right. So, anybody got anything on the tornadoes that hit the south? That's all I got. God bless this people. Nobody? Hold Moni, New York Queen. All right, we got a call from 707. You're more than welcome to jump in. All right, so we'll move on. So the other thing about Kanye and Drake, does anybody care about Kim K dating Pete Davidson? So weird. But why you care about DJ Sasai? Because you love Pete Davidson? You love white dudes. It's okay. I love white dudes, too. Pause. I love everybody, though.
My question is just,
is it a publicity stunt, or you think she like really dating him?
Every,
I mean, Pete be bagging shit.
I was gonna say every girl that Pete Davidson or woman Pete Davidson has dated over the last 5 years, they asked, is it a publicity stunt? So
I mean, because let's be honest, he's a little awkward, but he keeps threatening to kill himself, and he keeps finding out these bad women, and women are known to try to save men. It fits every stereotype out there.
Do we think it's the 9/11 story?
What 9? I don't know. I'm not familiar.
His father died in 9. He's a firefighter. And then his father died in 9/11.
I'm sorry for my jokes.
Yeah,
my apologies.
I mean, that's what the whole movie is. Like,
hey, my dad died too, yo. Fuck Pete.
I mean, he was only 9. But, you know,
I'm sorry.
You know,
Man, he got daddy issues like the rest of us.
Yeah.
Join the welcome to the club.
I don't know. Are we sad about that? I don't know. I don't know. I like Pete. But
he's
I would think we're not going to talk about money or stature and things like that. But it's like, is it odd that Pete Davidson is like, oh yeah, you know? I guess since she's tired of all the black dudes she dated, let me try. Let me have a go.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
It's just a lot of...
You thought
like,
she had a type?
It's a lot of baggage, I would think. Like, in terms of, you know, the reality show and everything that comes along with dating a Kim Kardashian. It's like, okay. Like, if I wasn't already in relationships that were pretty... publicity heavy. Let's take it up a notch.
Yeah, I mean, I guess though, like if anybody can stand the Kardashian ways, it would be a comedian, somebody who would find the laughter and the humor in all of it, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, God bless them. I never get involved in other people's relationships. Anybody else got anything on Kim and Pete, anybody care? Nobody care. We ain't got to spend too much time on it. We got a call
right.
On 408. Go ahead.
Okay, so this is not 408. This is 707. Miss Harris.
Oh, welcome to the off-ramp. Give yourself a nickname so I know how to address you properly.
Just call
try
me
to keep
Mo.
It.
Not Moni, Mo. But Mo.
Mo,
yes.
Mo, Mo. Mo. Mo, welcome to the off-ramp.
Yeah,
how
I was just trying to feel y'all vibe a little bit. And I'm digging it.
Oh, appreciate it. Hey, always welcome. It's a show for the people by the people. You know, the vibe is whatever anybody wants. We just kicking it. I'm
right.
Tired of all everybody just talking on the internet. Let's just have some real life conversations with real people. That's it.
Exactly. No, we were just talking about the Kim K and Pete Davidson stuff the other day.
And
I
think
feel
about
the information about the publicity stunt, but it's been too many females. And let's just consider, is he putting it down? Could that be a thing?
I mean,
putting it down? Wait a minute.
I mean, it could be, but, I mean, honestly, he's a comedian. If you make a woman smile and laugh, you got her. I hate to be sexist like that, but
whatever.
If you can make a woman feel good about herself, women have been with men who can put it down. They've been with men who could. As long as a man can make them feel good about themselves, they're going to stay with him. And if you're a comedian and you can make them laugh, then you Gucci.
I guess. I don't know. I don't see it. He looks so weird to me. He looks so weird, but yet he keep pulling all these A-listers like left and right. It got to be something. I don't know.
Hey, he might be. Shout out to Pete. Maybe he's doing his thing.
I can't get past the face.
Can't get past the face. It's got to be tough when you can't get past the face. Well, you think it's cute?
He's got a better
face. Jesse Tyler likes weird people. She settled for me.
Yeah, Kim got some eccentric taste. I mean,
yeah.
She was with Kanye. Even though he got the
right size bag,
he's weird too.
You know, so I was going to say, do you think Kanye's attractive?
I mean, he all right, but he's kind of weird, so.
Yeah. All right. And 408, welcome to the off-ramp as well. You can, you know, jump in at any time. Feel free to give yourself a nickname, however you guys feel comfortable. But I appreciate y'all joining us.
Yeah, this is Goddess Noir. I was just checking out the vibe, too. It's good. It's a good time.
Oh, Goddess, welcome. Welcome. Again, the rules for everybody, I always say I keep everyone off mute. This is a show for everybody. We like just a nice, organic conversation. Just always put yourselves on mute to mitigate background noise. And feel free to jump in whatever you want. If you got something you want to talk about, if you want to make a comment, feel free to jump in. So welcome, welcome, welcome. So the last topic that ties in with the Kanye, does anybody care about Kim passing the baby bar exam? Yo, I just found out that in California and Virginia, you don't have to go to college to be a lawyer. You can just sit in with somebody who's a lawyer and just take a test. Why the fuck have I been wasting all these years of my life?
Tattoo artists and lawyers. You can just be an apprentice.
Golly. That's nuts. So Kim ain't have to go to school. And, I mean, God bless her. I mean, when you've amassed that much wealth with your family and you can just hang out with some folks and just start taking tests, and now you're a lawyer. Because, look, I've had, with my dad dying, with my sister getting hurt, like, I've had to have conversations with lawyers, especially with my dad died. You know, because one of my lawyer friends was like, yo, I can handle this for you. It's just going to cost you $400 an hour. And I was like, God damn. Like, and it wasn't like no disrespect to her. I just didn't realize how much she got paid. And I was just like, man, $400 an hour is a lawyer. And you don't have to go to school? Like,
nope.
I feel like I've been.
But the California bar is extremely hard to pass, though. I heard that only, I think, 35% of people actually pass the California bar. So they really turn it up a notch. So, yeah, you can just sit for it, but many people don't pass.
Yeah.
I have a client just yesterday I was talking to, and she took it 3 times and still ain't passed. So,
yeah,
it's definitely difficult.
Look, I'm pretty sure lawyering is hard. I feel like, you know, I get it, but, like, if you're in Kim K's position, and I guess that shows how hard it is, because this is, like, the third time she's taken it. She's got all the money in the world. She's got all the time in the world. You can just sit and learn, but I guess it's got to be kind of boring. But, I mean, I know it's difficult, but, man, like, if I could have started taking this joint at 18 when I was eligible, I feel like I would have had all the answers by now.
Mm-hmm. It's like when you get your driver's, y'all remember, like, the driver's exam when you first got your driver's license? And you, like, kind of cross-reference all your friends' tests that they failed.
Yeah.
And at some point, you're guaranteed to pass. You're going to know all the questions.
Absolutely. Shout out to my man, Hope. He on the line. I think he gave me all the answers to my anthropology test when I got into college. By the chance. What'd you say, Hope?
I was like, that was 4 years of the teacher giving the same test. Don't even know what anthropology is about.
Not at all. Yeah, DJ Cesar, like, her dream is for me to get rich just so she can just go to school forever. It's just nuts. I don't understand why people would subject themselves to stuff like that. But, hey, what can you do? I want to save the Deion Sanders topic for next week. I understand. I got a lot of friends and family that went to HBCUs, and I really want to have a good conversation. But I want Blur to be on. I don't know what happened to Blur. He's had a lot of stuff to do tonight. Shout out to my sis. my mom wanted to chime in. My mom said something. She just basically told me to shut my ass up. What she said, leave my grandson alone, all the dumb shit you did as a kid. I take offense to that. I was great as a kid. All right, so what else we got? All right, Christmas cards. I want to have this discussion. I need to make a statement. Stop giving people Christmas cards. Look, shout out to everybody who's already given me a Christmas card. I love all you people. This isn't a direct reflection of any of you personally. I feel the same way about birthday cards. I feel the same way about anniversary cards. I feel the same way about I Love Black People Day cards. What other cards are there? What's the mahogany cards? Aren't those I Love Black People cards? Father's Day. Y'all destroying the earth.
It's for different holidays.
The mahogany cards? I thought those are I Love Black People cards.
They're I Love Black People for specific holidays.
Oh. Ho, do you give out cards? This must just be a woman thing. This might be like a battle of the sexes thing.
Do I give them out? No.
Yeah, like, I mean,
you've
I
never received a card that was written by me.
Well, I wouldn't expect a card from you. If you sent me a birthday card or something, I would have to call you and ask you if you're okay. At that point, I would then assume that the vaccine has taken control over your brain.
And you probably, but I'm not right. If I send any kind of card, something ain't right. Check on me.
But do you believe in giving birthday cards to people? And why?
I mean, only to my wife. Because I feel like she'd be upset if I didn't.
Oh.
I get upset. I'm like, yo, y'all charging me $8 to say happy birthday when I could just say it myself?
Bro.
But I make the kids draw cards. I'm like, nah, we're not spending $30 on some damn birthday cards that's about to get thrown away tomorrow. No point.
And that's wrong. And I want to get to the rules of gift giving and Christmas cards, but I want to hear everyone's take on cards. DJ Cesar, what do you feel about cards? You have to talk. No one's.
No, I mean, you already know, so I don't know why you.
Well, it's not about me. It's about the show.
I mean, I haven't been doing it lately, maybe because I've been living with you for too long. But no, I believe. I mean, it's just to remind people that I'm thinking of you. So yes, I think give me cards.
So that's why I haven't gotten a card.
Well,
look, I asked DJ Cesar earlier. She still loved me. She said, "Why?" Yeah,
I mean, are you really thinking about it, or did you just go through your address book?
And that's what I feel. I feel like people just give cards just because, and we're destroying the environment. I don't think people really appreciate cards. And you know, but let's get everybody's opinion. Moni, what do you feel about cards?
I think cards for specific holidays are pointless, but I do like the occasional, like, handwritten note or the goofy card or the thinking about you card. So I do think it's useful. I send cards to people when I'm thinking about them, and I definitely appreciate the holiday cards because those are more of, like, an update of what they went through this past year. So I appreciate that, but, nah, I don't need, like, the card for every birthday and that sort of thing.
C, So you get the holiday cards of like the storyline of like, let me tell you about my family. You get those?
Yes, I do.
You get like multiples of those? I'll get
the card, like the, I don't know, sometimes like a half sheeter, but it will be like a paragraph on the back of like the update of what the family went through or did that year that was cool or something. And I like seeing their dog, right? But just
the dog. That's all you're
handing me a card along with my birthday present. No, I don't need a card for Valentine's Day. I don't use, you know, but I like handwritten notes.
See, that's different. A handwritten note is different than a card. I'm really talking about purchasing a card from a store that just says happy birthday. And I'm always enamored. I only get what Hov's family does. It does send me a card and update the family. And it always made me, you know, it's cool because you're right. You know, you get to read about what's going on. And I've always wanted to send out a card to everybody and tell them how fucked up everything in my life has been in, like, the last year. Like, I just wanted to do the opposite. And I just haven't got around to writing it. But that's my plan. One day, all y'all going to get a note about how fucked up life has been for the past year. I just would love to see the responses. New York, what you got on cards? New York, you got us on mute.
Yeah, my fault. What was the question? My fault.
Do you give out
you might have to come.
Cards?
Oh no, I don't know. Christmas cards. I think me and Hove share the same sentiments on this joint. Yeah, you know what I mean? Why would I give you like a little $7 Hallmark card? You know what I mean? When I could just tell you Happy Christmas, Merry Christmas, whatever it is. You know what I mean? I don't gotta give you a card. If I'm giving you a card for Christmas, I'm letting you know I ain't got no gift for you. All I got is words. Even if I ain't got no words, the Hallmark card is going to describe it for me. You know what I mean? So, nah, I can just tell you Merry Christmas for real. And I'm not spending no money to tell you Merry Christmas.
If someone gave me a card instead of a gift, I would have just rather them not give me nothing. Just give me some of that. Queen, what you got? Are you a big card person, Queen?
I love cards, but I like well designed cards. So I like the artistry of like a little memento. I do like the connection and the fact that someone's thinking about you. So I do enjoy cards, and I'm curious if your main issue is the environmental impact of cards, or like you just do people just send you like generic cards, and it really is just like Merry Christmas or Happy Birthday and no other sentiments inside?
I mean, it's one of those things. Like, have you ever seen Talladega Nights? What's the big white boy name?
Yeah.
What's the big
Ricky
white
Bobby.
Boy? Ricky Bobby. There you go, because I don't know his real name. Will Ferrell. There you go. Will Ferrell. You know what he didn't know what to do with his hands? Like, that's how I feel when I get cards, right? So, like, my neighbors,
so it's awkward,
and God bless them, look, and my neighbors listen, and I love them. They're all great people. They come and they drop off holiday cards, right? So I look at them, and it's just them. I see them every day, right? Hove, his wife, sends me a card. Beautiful. All the kids, I know what they look like. I don't know what to do with the cards when I get them. I don't know. Like, I put them on the mantle because I see my wife do it, so I guess that's where they go. And then, like, how long do I keep them up there, and do I throw them away? Now I feel like I'm giving your personal information away in the trash because it's got all your faces. It's got your dog faces. There's the dog keychain that gives your address on there. I don't know if I should be shredding this. Now I feel like I'm desecrating your face. Like, I just don't know what to do.
Oh,
I don't know what to do with none of these cards. I don't.
What does your wife do with them?
Lord, if I, hell if I know. DJC, sorry, what do you do with all these shits? Because I throw them away. Like, and I felt bad because one day we were cleaning up, and I found that DJC Siren still kept, like, all the cards that I've given her over the years. And everything she's given me, I throw it away. I just put it in recycle. This has a little recycle thing on the back. I thought that's what we're supposed to do with them. I'm sorry.
Well, I used to keep them all. I have a designated drawer, card drawer.
Her old boyfriend cards are in there, too. I saw them.
No, you didn't,
because
there are no old boyfriend cards.
Okay, go ahead. I don't mean to interrupt you.
But now I just, if it's a picture card with pictures of the family, I keep those. But if it's kind of a
generic,
just a general one, then I have started to toss them.
It just takes up space. I don't get it.
You can make a Christmas tree, a card Christmas tree for the next year.
Mm. Mo, what you got? Or was that just you, Mo? I got to recognize your voices.
No, that wasn't me.
Okay, Mo, what you got on cards? What you do with cards?
I think I agree with a lot of people's sentiment. I do like an, you know, artistic card or somebody that puts some personalization into it. I like the ones with the pictures. I'm looking at some on my refrigerator right now. But again, I think that my husband gives me cards because he thinks that I want them, and I'm not mad about it. But he does not give them to me for my birthday or Christmas. You know, it's like specific dates, anniversary, accomplishments. I just asked him, too. He said he likes them for, like, accomplishments, but don't give him no birthday and Christmas cards. So, yeah, I do think the card industry is a bit, you know, overblown. I mean, they got cards for everything. But I think, too, it's generational. Like, as we speak, my grandma's been calling me for the last couple of weeks asking for addresses of different family members because she wants to send them thank you cards from a funeral that we attended.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Rest in peace. Yeah.
Yeah, and for grandma, her, she sends a card for everything because of her generation. They older like that, and that's what they did.
Yeah. And I can understand that. You know, the older generation, I get it. But I just feel like killing all these trees are worthless. I mean.
I feel you.
It's just like, yo.
And New York over there, is he the dude that breaks up with the girl because he ain't got no present for Christmas?
Wow. Damn, it's activated on here. It's activated.
Man,
right
when you
now.
Said,
oh.
I heard that shot.
You
ain't got no gift. Don't give nothing. Don't give her no card because you don't have a gift. Just nothing is better than just a card with no gift. I'm sorry, bro, but, you know.
Can I add something? Are cards really $8 now?
Oh, they can be if you get the musical ones and stuff.
Oh, my. Inflation.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, but
I got my kids back to making a card.
At least I'm giving the $8 card. You know what I mean? I have to have some type of heart.
For $8, you could get them back better. And she would like that better than a card for $8. Just keep that in mind.
Flowers for that.
They cheap at Trader Joe's.
I mean, they cheap. Yep, they is. Trader Joe's, Aldi,
so
you can get them for $8 to $9.
You can't get a girl flowers with no vase. You can't do that, especially if you're getting her flowers from Trader Joe's that still got the stems on it. What's she going to do with the plastic still wrapped around it? You want her to plant the seed, the y'all mean? You want her to do all the work for it? I think the $8 card.
We have vases.
Better,
we have vases.
Better than the card.
Yeah.
Females got vases.
That's what I was thinking. Who
that's better
bases?
Than
I
the
got,
card with no gift. We're just trying to tell you, like, next time, don't bring the girl the card and nothing. Like, don't do that.
I mean.
I'd rather have a sandwich than a card for $8. Personally.
Ready to get you a hoagie? I'm with you. I don't understand it. Cause I don't understand the idea of buying flowers either. They die. It's a waste of money.
You don't have to buy
flowers.
You can
so
just, like,
another option
them.
Is a plant. You could buy a plant which can live and she can nurture and it can grow.
Yeah, I would love to buy you, you know what I mean, just some tomato plants. But I feel like that's like, hey, go garden. Like, I feel like that's disrespectful.
That is practical.
No, not tomato plants, not that. Like, get her a nice flower plant.
A flowering plant.
But a tomato is the plant that keeps on giving.
No, a tomato is a plant that keeps on giving to somebody else. Give her something that she can appreciate. Lilies.
So wait, so
lilies
that's
are a nice
off.
Plant, don't and they keep it. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, practical.
So can I give like just the seeds, or do I gotta give like the plant, the flower, and the? do I gotta
I mean, it depend on. It depends on how holistic and how much of a green thumb she got. If she can't grow nothing, don't give her no seeds. She might need a little bit of
know
help.
Your boo.
You got to give her a plant already starting to grow.
She gonna
know
grow.
Your
we can put weed is now legal in Virginia.
So, I mean, if she can't grow the flowers, isn't she more deserving of the card then? Or do I got to get I got to give her more of a present then?
New York,
the
card ain't going to get you nowhere, I'm telling you. The card with no gift, you might as well just come in with a smile and bring a pie or something. Because the card with no gift is all bad.
Look, I cook a mean rum cake, I tell you that. I'll bring that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
can
do that
instead.
You invited. $8. Forget the card.
You invited. Bring the cake. Forget the card. Bring the cake.
Yeah.
Because guess what's going to happen after you leave with that card? It's going in the trash. But that cake.
But
you remember
rum cake. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming to our TED Talk.
What about a card? What about a card and a Chick-fil-A sandwich?
Forget the card.
No.
Get
forget
the Chick-fil-A
the
sandwich
card.
And the waffle fries.
Forget the card. Get the number one meal. Forget just the sandwich. Get the meal, okay? And forget the card.
Right.
We don't want the card if it ain't. Yeah.
So we all.
Or you can make a card with construction paper.
No.
We all agree cards are worthless except for DJ Susan.
Yes.
She's the only one who still likes cards. Okay. Gift giving rules. I'm on my Christmas theme. I hate Christmas. I just feel like it's just a big hassle, right? But gift giving rules. Shout out to my sister. I forgot what your nickname is on here. I know you're listening because you keep texting me. But she showed me a plies video, which I shared in the group that I was talking about, that if you're dating a woman less than 3 months, then you shouldn't give her a gift. You should either get her a card or maybe a gift card. And then there's different rules for how long that you've been dating to buy a gift for someone. And then I wondered, can you date a person so long or be married person to it so long where you don't have to give them a gift? They can just go buy what they want. So I thought about this from a whole different perspective of you know, from when I was a kid and I was dating in high school to when I was dating in college and I'm married. Are there gift-giving rules? Because if they are, I don't know them. I just don't. So I just want to go around the room and check. Are there gift-giving rules? Like, are there unwritten rules that we don't know about? Hove, you got any gift-giving rules for time that you've got to date on what you can give, what you shouldn't spend, an amount limit? A present height limit? Any rules in gift giving? Like, could you date a chick?
I mean, I've been out to gift in a long time.
Would you say? Say that one
like,
more time.
I've been out the game a long time. So the last time I gave anybody outside of my wife a gift, I was broke. So I don't know what I was giving them anyway. Like, it couldn't have been nothing good. But you said 3 months. Like, isn't a gift card a gift, though?
Yeah, but he was saying that, like, you got to watch the video. I put it in the chat. But, like, you know, he was saying he just met a girl 2 weeks ago, and she was at the mall buying him a Christmas gift. And he was like, why are you in the mall buying a Christmas gift? We just met. And I was like, I can understand that. Like, you know, like, gifts should be for don't know. Gifts should be for anybody. If you feel like giving something to somebody, you should, right? But you shouldn't feel obligated to give someone a gift. But we all do. There are people that we feel obligated to give gifts to, right? So I was just wondering if you had any rules on it. Do you have any rules, like, because you and your wife have been married for a certain long, do you say, okay, I got to step up and give her something even more expensive because we hit the 10-year mark? Or it's just like, yo, what do you want, and I'll just buy it?
Exactly. What do you want, and I'll buy it? The gift is so the kids see that I'm giving her a gift.
Yeah, I guess we're about liking that.
And then stuff gets delivered, and she knows what it is anyway.
Yeah,
then I tried not to wrap it. She was like, no, I want you to wrap it. Like, for what? You already know what it is. Just wanted to put it in a gift bag.
Gift bags are
whoever
the worst,
created wrapping presents set us up for failure.
Oh, I could do a whole show on how terrible at rapping I am. Like, I could show y'all pictures. Like, my son will wake up on Christmas and be like, I know Dad wrapped this because it's so bad. DJ Cesar, you got anything on gift giving rules or the rules that you had to follow when you was out there in these streets slanging and banging?
I mean, I guess if it's early on, you should have a discussion. Like, are you buying this? I mean, that's pretty easy. I mean, and I don't know. I think I don't think there's any rules. I mean, if you like the person, you want to give them something nice, then give them something nice.
Like, y'all don't have that. Don't women have a rule that you can't buy a man shoes because he'll walk out on your life?
Yeah.
Like, what are those rules? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's the only thing I'm familiar with is don't buy a man shoes.
Because he'll walk out on your life?
He'll walk out your life.
To walk out your life. You bought me how many shoes?
Well, I mean, that's just for
about like 6 pair. How long? When can I start walking? New York. You got any gift giving rules?
Nah, I don't. I got grilled on that last one. I'm getting cooked right now. I'm listening to everybody else.
Oh, you get fired up. I'm sorry. Queen, you got any gift-giving rules?
I don't,
yes,
in
I
general.
Do, so.
I was just thinking. Is that Queen?
Yeah, I got you, Queen. So we got Queen and we got Goddess. Listen, it's a lot of So, Queen, I'm going to go for you first, and then Goddess, she'll be next.
So, my gift-giving rule is, okay, if we've been dating for a very long time, by now you know. You know me. You know what I like. The gift has to be, it has to be big. It has to be something that I
What's
don't
a long
have.
Time?
Like, if we've been dating for like a couple of years.
Two?
You already know me by now. You know what I like. Yes, it has to be big because I have everything I want. So it has to be something that I at least expected.
2 years.
I wasn't expecting that.
2 years isn't a long time.
We talking big, like an outfit? Or big,
no,
like
an outfit.
Fashion Nova?
Pass the necklace now. Pass Fashion Nova.
Like,
something
you
that
diamonds?
I can use.
So outfit.
Something. Outfits, you could buy your own outfit. A girl could buy her own outfit. Like,
there's
some part electronic,
can,
like an iPad or something.
Damn.
A MacBook.
That's $1,000.
Now you see why I'm saying just a car, B? Now you see why I'm saying just a car?
2 years is an iPad? Yeah. That's tough.
Queen, you got anything else? Hey, I appreciate
what
the
What if
honesty.
You get your iPad case?
What do you mean by just a card, New York? Because it just can't be just a card. Wait, guys, okay, if you're going to give a card, you could write the nice, sentimental, long message with it. But then you also got to give a gift. You cannot just give the card. The card is like, okay, yeah, we would say, but we want something extra.
We get in my trouble. I appreciate it, Queen. I definitely appreciate it. Goddess, what about you? You got any rules on gift giving? Please hit an iPad after
no.
2 years. Damn. Go ahead,
no gift giving rules. I'm also pretty unconventional. I'm very hippie like, so I make a lot of handmade gifts and homemade things. So if I knew someone for like 3 months and we were dating, I would expect for them to acknowledge me during the holidays with something, not necessarily a gift, but maybe an experience or something like that.
Like a Merry
Christmas. And I actually don't even give out gifts to like even my family anymore. Like if there's an event and there's like a gift giving exchange, I'll get something specific for that. But nobody gets holiday gifts from me anymore.
I'm with you. I am with you. Mo, what you got?
I definitely got a whole laundry list of rules
for
gift giving.
What are they?
I mean, you got to think. First of all, I'm the wife and the mom, so I'm the primary gift purchaser in the house. besides my husband buying things for me on, you know, birthdays, holidays, or whatever. You know, for my kids, I have specific amounts that we're going to spend on these birthday party gifts, depending on how long you've known the friend. You know, if it's our long-time friend, then they might get – I spend a little bit more on them. Me and my husband, when we first got together, I mean, that two-week thing, you're not buying gifts for anybody. But after that, like once we were together for a little while, we kind of like set a dollar amount and buy for each other that way. Some Christmases and birthdays, we don't get each other nothing. We might just go somewhere. You know, I'm getting to the point where I'd rather have an experience than a physical gift. This year we did purchase things for each other, and they are big purchases, but we've been together for 16 years, so we can do that for each other.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. 2 years, though, Queen? Look, sis, iPad. I just got an iPad last year, and it wasn't because I couldn't get one. It was just because I just finally wanted one. And I was like, I thought that was big. But, you know, I guess everybody's desires are different. And, yes, do not get a card without a gift. Again, I heard the card come back up. But, yeah, no, I definitely think there has to be rules. I definitely like handmade things over store-purchased items. You know, so that's my spiel.
Are guys out here really making well, hold on, let's go to Moni. Moni, what's your, since you're the last one on the list, least but not last, well, what is it, last but not least? Moni, what's your rules on gift-giving? I want to go back to this hand stuff, this handmade stuff. I want to know what guys is out here handcraft.
Yes.
Stuff.
So I'm also the I prefer handmade gifts, but I'm the type of person I'm gonna buy you a gift when I think of you or when I see something that I think you might like. Time of the year, so I'm not into like gifts at birthdays or gifts at holidays because I probably just gave you a gift last month, right? So I just buy things for people when I see something that I think they would like.
Yeah, I think that's the type of, like, person I am. Like, I'll just buy it. Like, if I know you want something, like, just buy it. And to come up with a whole idea, oh, what type of person are you? What do you like? I don't fucking know. Just buy it. Buy what you want when you want. And then I don't have to worry about it. And you don't feel like you need anything because you bought it when you want it. But, all right, we got to get out of here. We only got about 5 minutes left. But I do want to go real quick. Like, what are these? So guys are out here handcrafting stuff? I've been out the game forever. I've never met a guy who handcrafted anything. So please share your stories. What are dudes out here making that are, like, handcrafted?
jewelry. They're making necklaces. They're making furniture. They're making lots of things.
Dog, ooh, yeah. The dudes,
I don't know
sofa?
Who Moni's around, but my husband don't handcraft nothing. He can get down to the store and pick up whatever it is that I want, but he don't handcraft stuff, no.
Yeah, Moni, if you got dudes making you sofas, like, you got to get them more than a car. Like, after 2 weeks, if he's making you a sofa, you got to
get paintings.
You got a lot of debt there. Well, okay, they're artists, I get it. But I ain't never heard of a dude like handcraft or nothing.
I love the idea of having a dude handcraft and stuff, but my husband just ain't that.
Like necklaces, though?
What'd you say, ho?
He said dudes make necklaces. Like, what type of necklace is that?
You want a Jamaican necklace?
I mean, it depends. Well, it depends. So right now, I'd be more like on the like crystals and gemstones and like wire wrapping, but previously things like beaded work. Yeah, I don't know.
Yo, if he was making like platinum necklaces, I'd be like, yo, see if you can give me one for 20 hours.
No.
I mean, I just wasn't going to assume. He could be a jeweler. When you say he's making necklaces, he could be making harem balls. Oh, all right, man. That's it, man. What great calls from the West Coast tonight. I appreciate all y'all calling in. Had a great conversation. Sorry we started late. I deleted the stream by accident and had to start a half hour late. But we still missed a lot, man. COVID-19 has been taking over sports. Steph Curry broke the 3-point record. Spider-Man comes out this week. We didn't talk about Deion Sanders, but I'm holding that. So we got a lot of stuff to get to next week, man. I hope you guys join us next week. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight for our first-time callers. I look forward to hearing from y'all again. Feel free to drop any comments or stuff in the comment section of the Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter page, even though I never check them just because I'm terrible when it comes to social media. I'm just one of those people who just don't care about it. But, you know, y'all got the number now, and I appreciate y'all calling. To end the show, we go around the room, give your last thoughts, what you think, and share it. I'll start with you, DJ C-Sign. You got anything to say before we go? I mean, you're already curled up and ready to go to sleep, so I know you ain't got shit. All right. Good night. That's what it is. Goddess, thanks again for joining us. You got anything to say before we roll?
Just thanks for the platform, and thanks for having the West Coast delegation inviting us to your space.
Oh, you're always welcome. You know, feel free to join us next week. If you got anything you want to rap about, you're more than welcome to discuss it on here. Mo, you got anything to say before we roll?
Again, like my girl Goddess said, thank you for the platform and thank you for welcoming the West Coasters.
Love the West Coasters. Just, you know, just keep a bucket of water. Just in case you see somebody throw out an ash cigarette, just pour the water. I just want y'all to be safe out there. I love y'all.
I hate you right now.
You ain't got no sense. Thank you.
Moni, always appreciate having you and all the good work you do.
Yes,
out
sir.
Anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
Have a good night.
All right. Queen, you got anything to say to the people before we roll?
Great conversation. Great conversation, great vibe, and I hope you guys have a good night.
Good. Appreciate it, Queen. Man, a lot of ladies on tonight. We got to do this again. I love having the ladies on. Y'all provide such good energy, good spirit, and good conversation. Love it, love it, love it. Hope, you got anything to say to the people before we roll? Oh, you got us on.
Nah, I ain't got nothing except for, yeah, I did. You ain't watching this Kansas City Chargers game, man. You need to turn it on.
Oh, I got it on, yeah, but it's going to be watching me in about 15 minutes. But I got it on.
It's still 9 o'clock here, bro.
It must be nice. I'm so jealous of y'all West Coast folks. So jealous. But, all right, Hov, that's it for you?
Yes, sir. I'm good.
All right. New York, New York, the floor is yours.
Is that Black Kelsey? Yeah, I know.
My bad. I didn't mean to interrupt you, New York, New York.
Nah, you good. You good. Nah, at the end of the day, y'all mean, shout out to the kid with dumb motives. Y'all mean, you got your whole life to learn. Y'all mean, dumber thoughts. I don't know, because y'all mean, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Other than that, y'all mean, if you want a relationship, get your girl more than a Christmas card, because apparently Miles wants a MacBook Pro right now. Other than that, y'all mean, stay safe. There's still COVID out there. And then we see you next week.
Hey, I'm praying for you, New York, New York. Great show, folks. Hey, man. I'm buying some African for my man, New York, New York. Man. I know he's doing that day for his lovely brother, man. I got you. I'm in the back, 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 I'm in the back